seats right outside of the box. Lino with a move. Shot! Goal! Lionel Messi with an incredible outside of the box shot!
For 1 month, the game takes over the planet. Nations collide. Heroes emerge. Legends are made. Every goal echoes around the globe. From the biggest stars to the next generation of icons, the chase for soccer's ultimate prize is underway. Welcome to Extra Time with Mike Rizzo.
Leo with a shot at a goal!
Brought to you by Yuengling, Tri-Rail, and Lidl, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Coming up on Sunday, we have the World Cup final. Now, listen, I am a little worried about the air quality going on right now up north in the United States. You know, me being from the Midwest, being from Cleveland, the air quality. And by the way, welcome on into Extra Time. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, live at the City Place Studios in downtown West Palm Beach. We have a cup final coming up in New York. Damian, where I'm from, the air quality is 500. That is the worst it could possibly
be. I'll be completely honest with you, Mike. I was not even aware of that.
500.
What's it due to?
The air quality. The fires in Canada. It's coming down. Apparently Canada, you know, I hope everyone's doing all right up north in Canada. Apparently the fires are so bad.
Wow.
That the smoke is right. All coming down to the Midwest and some of the Eastern Seaboard.
Is the game in jeopardy at all?
I mean, I would have to think it is. I don't have any. Listen, I'm not a reporter. I'm not a meteorologist. I can't sit here and report on this. My best guess is, Damien, 500? 500 on the air quality index is miserable.
Doesn't sound
like right. You can't go outside.
That does not sound good.
Like, I told my mother, who's 65, my grandmother, who's 90 years old, I'm like, guys, you got to stay in the house. I'm like, you can't do anything today. So I am a little worried. I wanted to look up New York because obviously, you know, MetLife is where that final is going to be. Now, the third place game has nothing to worry about.
I was going to say, come play the game down here, but unfortunately,
so
you got the third place
in
match.
New York, it's 113, but apparently it's going to get worse there throughout the week. You know, I just, the Midwest in specific with Chicago and where I'm from in Cleveland, it's really bad. And, you know, Colin, I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Damian, I look at what's going on and how it's going to go to New York. I'm hoping that the worst is hitting New York now. Because, you know, right. FIFA, they might have to push this thing back. If the air quality isn't good enough, we already have hydration breaks. We already have players that are from Europe that aren't used to playing in, you know, 90-degree weather. Good news is Argentina and Spain, I feel like, are two teams that – if anybody can pull out a hot game, it could be those two teams. But at the same time, man, I look at that and I worry a little bit. Now, something that we're not going to have to worry about is that third place game coming up here in South Florida.
Not buying in.
Between France and England. Dude, with what I have seen from England, their punditry, their broadcasters, their fans, they should just go home immediately. They should go home immediately. Damien, the third place medal is a waste of time. You cannot tell me it is not. Why are we doing this? Both teams are pissed that they lost in the first place. There is no reason to do it there. You think are you going to see a full lineup for either of these teams? I think the answer is no.
I doubt it. I do think Mbappe is going to play because he is battling out the golden boot. But I agree. I think it's going to be a heavy rotation game. I mean, we're talking about a France team who not only lost in the semifinals this year, but lost in the finals last year. So I don't think a third-place match is particularly where they want to play. But I do think Mbappe is going to play just because of that golden boot.
Does he care about that?
I think he does.
You think he cares about that?
I genuinely think Mbappe does. I mean, would you care about it?
No.
I personally would.
If I'm Mbappe and I have the accolades that I already have at the international level.
No, you want to keep adding to that, though.
And we just crashed out of the World Cup, Dame?
I mean,
I get your
perspective, but
big crash out by France.
Third place in the World Cup. I mean, that's, you know, you're still the third best place team in the world. I know that's not where you want to be, especially a team with the expectations like France. But I mean, you're third in the world. Not only that, your federation gets a lump sum of money. It's different from the third and fourth place team. So I think there's something to this game. There's also players who didn't get a lot of minutes in this World Cup, like Barcola, for example, Zai Emery. You know, there's players that are going to want to get some minutes in a World Cup, and this is their opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think we need to cut it out. You know, we're expanding it to, what, 60 probably teams? We're expanding this thing even more coming up in a few years. I think we could go without the third place game. Very American for me to say. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
Do Europe? Would you care if Uruguay would finish in third? Say Uruguay had a chance to go to the World Cup final, to go to a cup final, and they crashed out, they lost. Would you give a rat's you-know-what about a stupid third-place game?
In 2010, I was actually in Uruguay. Uruguay lost in the semifinals versus Netherlands, and we played Germany in the third-place match, lost 3-2. But in that match, I mean, they were really trying to win. And not only that, when they came back to Uruguay, they were received with, like, if they were heroes. So I do think there are countries in this world who will appreciate being third or fourth in the World Cup. I understand it's not where you want to be, especially France. They had the expectation of winning the World Cup, especially after losing last year. But I think being third in a World Cup is still something to be proud of.
I think there's money attached to it as well.
Yeah,
I think for federations, you know, everything's about money. And
I'll get you those numbers.
And apparently, what I've been told from you know, others that cover the sport is that there's a pretty good dollar amount attached to it, and that's why these federations stick around and play a third place game. I don't think there's a need for it. I think you should just the payout that's going to.
So you're advocating for one less game in a World Cup.
I am. We don't need a third place game, Dave. We don't need a third place game.
First place gets $50 million. Second place gets 33. Third place 29. So there's only $4 million difference between second and third. And fourth place gets 27.
All right, so there's a $2 million difference between third and fourth,
and a three between second and third. That's $3 million we're talking about, though.
I'm fine with just going to goal differential at that point between three and four, brother. Got to be completely honest. But listen, maybe I'm dead wrong here. Maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe people are going to be locked into a meaningless third place game. You know, meaningless outside of the dollars attached to it. But Dame and I, we're going to continue to speculate about these games coming up along the program. Now, Dame, you know we got club soccer.
Oh yeah,
you brought
we're back tonight.
You brought it to my attention. I got MLS After Dark coming up tonight. I got Vancouver and Sebastian Burrowhalter, United States men's national team star, by the way, Sebastian Burrowhalter, coming up in action tonight. How about that?
We got a legend making his debut for the MLS tonight as well.
Robert Lewandowski for the Chicago Fire. Oh, Damian, they canceled the game because of the fire.
Really?
Yep. I knew it. Dame, you cannot go outside in the Midwest right now.
Did that just happen?
Postponed.
Wow.
You cannot. And by the way, it was Lewandowski versus Burrowhalter. The other games we got in the MLS.
Man, I was actually excited for that match.
Montreal and Toronto, St. Louis and Sporting.
Well, will those games be played? Aren't those games up north as well?
No. Listen.
Montreal.
I'm going to keep
Canada.
I'm going to keep it a buck, brother. I have no idea where Montreal is. No idea in Canada where it's at.
I was hoping you would.
Brother, I've never been to Canada outside of Niagara Falls. I have no idea where Montreal is. Now, I want to find specifically where the wildfires are in Canada, because Damien, I can't explain to you how bad 500 is.
So Montreal is actually
west.
No, it's east. It's very close to New York. So if they're feeling it in New York, they're definitely feeling
it's
feeling
west.
It in Montreal.
It's got to be west. Oh, it's east. Hundreds of Canadian wildfires prompt U.S. air quality alerts as smoke spreads south.
It's actually very east, Montreal.
Yeah, so where you're going to be all right. You're probably going to be all right there. What cities are in Canada that are having the wildfires? Sorry, I'm asking Craig Karmaz. It's ChatGPT. I mean, if you're watching the news, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy how bad that this is affecting. All right, so Damien, there are ground zero cities and towns near active flames, a.k.a. ground zero. The actual fires are heavily concentrated in the remote forest terrain of northwest Ontario, where several local hubs and rural communities are facing a direct threat of obviously infrastructure, mandatory evacuations. Thunder Bay, Armstrong, Dryden, Fort France, Sioux Lookout, Nipogon, Pickle Lake. So Ontario region. And then obviously that's closer to the Midwest of Chicago. The winds are taking it south. And that's why, you know, that Chicago game got canceled. You can't play. You can't be outside. No, I want to make sure that the Chicago air quality, I usually have the Chicago weather up on my phone. All right, it's 365 in Chicago. I cannot believe my town is getting the brunt of that.
You said your town was 500?
500. Wow. 500.
I guess what's the limit?
Dame, I'm on the weather app.
Or what's the normal amount?
Zero.
Oh, wow.
I think zero.
Oh, wow.
Like, West Palm, like, we don't have the index.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Not relevant to us.
Like, Damien, I know you can't really see through the glass. Do you see that maroon all the way to the right?
Yeah.
That dot is all the way to the right, brother. And it says 500.
Wow.
I can't believe it. So, no Chicago Fire. Robert Lewandowski. Folks, Lewandowski probably going to be making his debut coming up Wednesday at Inter Miami.
Yeah.
Because that's the Fire's next game.
The 22nd. No pun intended, the Fire.
Is Messi going to play in Inter Miami's first game?
I don't think he will. I'll be honest with you, Mike. I really don't.
Oh, man. We're not going to see Lewandowski versus Messi?
I mean, realistically, what are we at today? 16? That is 6 days away. He plays on the 19th. He's definitely not playing in that 22nd game. There's no way.
Dude, Messi plays in every game, though.
Yeah, but that's 3 days away from playing in a World Cup final.
He plays in every game. What is
he going to? Especially if they lose, I highly doubt we'll see him. I think it's more likely we see him if they win than if they lose.
I mean, well, they are going to win. So it's not a matter of if, it's when. Come on, Dame. I need you to speak that into the universe here. But, Dame, we even have friendlies on the European side. You know United plays Wrexham on Saturday? So at 11 a.m.
Wrexham.
At 11 a.m., they're at, where the hell?
That's in Wales.
Helsing Olympia Stadion. Damn, I'm asking you, brother. Let's see where this is at on Google Maps. What country? Dame, you know they play these friendlies in these locations.
Yeah,
that's outside.
I mean, Inter Miami, for example, they played in China their preseason tour. So this is probably one of those preseason tours.
Finland. Dame, yeah. Helsinki, Finland.
It's interesting.
Looks like a cool town, dude. The harbor town. Dame, are you ready for Barcelona and Liverpool to get underway?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we're two games away from the World Cup being over. It's bittersweet.
It's over. Don't get it twisted, brother.
I mean,
it's over.
We still got a final left. That's arguably one of the best games to be played yet.
My brother and I always say, man, the moment we get to eight, it's over.
Well, the moment your team loses, it's over.
But at the same time, the moment you don't have games nonstop.
Right, wake up till you go to sleep. Yeah, it definitely changes once you hit the knockout stage because then you'll get the standalone games and you'll get days where there aren't even games.
I'm sad the 4-3-4 games a day are, you know, it's over.
That was a good time.
Dude, unreal.
Yeah, only comes four Dude, times a year, too.
Do you remember?
Excuse me, one times every 4 years.
Do you remember when we had 3 or 4 World Cup games at the same time? Yeah. I do. Yeah, we're past that, mate. I'm already looking forward to the club season here. Now, Damien, did you see my United? They signed a Tielemans, and folks.
I did see that. Activated the buyout clause, $25 million, right?
So a Belgian player, believe it or not.
He had a great game against USA in particular.
Hate him for that.
Yeah.
Hate him for that. But, yeah, he's injured. I'm looking at the Wrexham injury report. He's injured.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's coming off playing a World Cup. I don't think that's a long-term injury. That's probably something for safekeeping.
Now, Damien, do you like Liverpool's? Did Liverpool announce a gaffer? By the way, who's your coach next year?
It's a great question.
Spanish
guy. What's his name?
Gaffer for Liverpool. You sacked Arne. You didn't want Arne Slot?
No.
He won the Prem 2 years.
He didn't win the Prem. That was Klopp's team. He took over a team that won the Prem. Let's put it like that.
Isn't it? Don't tell me it's Steven Gerrard.
No, it's not Gerrard. He's Spanish. Why is his name? Gave me my head. Iraola. That's who it was.
Okay.
Antoni Iraola.
Where the hell was he
He's
before?
From Spain. He was at Bournemouth before.
Oh, okay. So you promoted from within the Prem. I got it. Looking forward to kicking your butt two times this year. Looking forward to that.
Man United has one good season. Look at that. Back on board.
No Mo Salah. You got an old Virgil van Dijk. You got a bunch of players that don't fit a system. It'll be a tough year for Liverpool. I'm calling it now. It'll be a tough year for Chelsea. Obviously City's gonna be unreal.
What's Chelsea gonna do with Enzo Fernandez?
They're gonna keep him. They already denied
Madrid.
You
wouldn't cash out?
No. You gotta do these they've cashed out on everybody.
Yeah, but you said it yourself. Is Chelsea really like in position to win anything?
They need to get European football back. They're not from my understanding, Damien, and I want to make sure I'm right on this. I don't think they're not in European football this year. So
they collapsed.
Similar to United last year, they're going to need to
They collapsed last year.
You have Bournemouth in Europa League, and you have Brentford, Villa, Arsenal, I'm looking at 2026. Here we go. All right. Yeah, Dame, they finished 10th. So the teams who have Europe, obviously Arsenal, City, United, and Villa, and Liverpool, they're in Champions League. So the Prem gets 5 in Champions League, and then Bournemouth and Sunderland are going to be in Europa.
Look at Sunderland.
Dude, how about that?
Look at Sunderland.
Dude, the Stadium of Light, tough place to play, bro.
Yeah, they had a good season last year.
The Stadium of Light is a tough place. That's a tough home field.
Somerville was one of the revelations of the World Cup, and if I'm not mistaken, he plays for, I don't know if he's still there, but should definitely go somewhere else.
So Brighton, the Seagulls, that godforsaken team. I would not want to play for Brighton, by the way. Anyway, they're in Conference League, and that Brentford and Chelsea finished 9 and 10. Dude, so Chelsea has finished over last, they got the Champions League last year. Obviously, they crashed out. And remember when they had Graham Potter, didn't they finish like 12th?
Yeah, they were horrible 11th? That year.
Now, it's Rich coming from a United fan who finished, 16th? On the table, 15th on the table 2 years ago. But, you know, the revelation of Michael Carrick and the football that's been going on in Manchester, I mean, some proper English lads leading that team right now. Damien, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid with United. I am. They need to get deeper. I think United needs to get deeper. You still have issues in the midfield. Did you like the Andre Santos signing from Chelsea?
Didn't that break through? I don't think
That's Ederson. You're thinking of Ederson. Right, Santos is signed and delivered. So Santos and Tielemans is who they signed in the midfield.
Tough because he didn't really get a lot of minutes. But what I will say is you are buying a lot of midfielders, which is a position that I feel like you needed, especially with Casemiro leaving, coming to Inter Miami. Tielemans will probably be your starter, with Santos being the guy coming off the bench.
No, I see. I think it's the other way around. Santos came to United to get consistent playing time. That's the only reason he left Chelsea.
Not proven, though. I would say Tielemans is more proven than Santos.
I understand it, but I think you don't sign a player like Santos and don't promise him playing time. And I think Tielemans, in his career and where he's at this point.
I know you're not used to it, Mike, but you're playing Europe now, so you're going to need
rotation. Yeah, you're going to need rotation. Thanks for that. We're going to need rotation. What I'm saying is I think Santos... And listen, my cousin, the Chelsea fan, they act like they just gave up, you know,
are they sad about it?
Yeah. Dude, they're pissed. My cousin is very upset.
Really?
The Chelsea lot is very upset they got rid of Andre
Maybe
Santos.
We missed something with this guy.
I don't know, Dame. I think this is, and granted, this is what I told my cousin. Santos was the fifth option.
Right,
United missed on everybody. We missed on all, Sandro Tonale, Spurs, Fernandez. Where did the Fernandez from West Ham go? Did he go to the Spurs? Spurs hijacked two of United's midfielders, Tchouaméni, who we offered, Damien, we offered a king's ransom for Tchouaméni, who started for France in the defensive mid position.
Elliot Anderson was your guy.
And he went to City.
Yeah.
Talk about a king's ransom. Was that $140?
Yeah, somewhere around
that. That was more than Declan Rice.
After seeing him in this World Cup...
Well, he had the flop of the century, too.
He's worth around that price, though.
Really?
He arguably had a better World Cup than Rice. I mean, let's break it
Arsenal,
down.
Arsenal had a bad World Cup. They had a bad World Cup, and I'm all here for it. I think Saka's great, but he was injured. He was playing on one leg. Declan Rice was shockingly bad. I mean, actually, bad's a word. it's fair to say mid. I think he was mid. Yep. I think he was very mid this World Cup, which is crazy because if you watch the Prem every single week, like Damian and
one
I.
One of the best players.
Dude, he's unreal.
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. His free kick ability. Talk about a true number six, you know, a true somebody who's going to sit in the middle, Sergio Busquets style, rifling shots outside of the box. I was shocked about that. And Raya couldn't sniff the field. Unai Simón.
You can't argue against that decision either.
I mean, they're in a cup final.
And one goal against all tournament. Including zero against France.
Damien, I'm so ready. I'm so ready for club football. Now, August.
I'll tell you who is having a good World Cup.
2 months. We're about 2 months away from club football.
I'll tell you who is having a good World Cup.
What's that?
Barcelona. Yeah. Look at the final.
Yeah. You just can't claim Messi anymore.
It's the God and the young Messiah.
Well, you can't claim him anymore because he plays for Inter-Miami.
Did you not hear what he said post-game?
He plays for the Inter-Miami Herons.
He said that Barcelona is going to be the team that he's going to adore for the rest of his life.
Well, he plays for the Inter-Miami Herons.
Yeah, and loves it down here.
I'm going to milk every ounce of that until I can't, Damian Perez.
You can't say that you don't associate Messi with Barcelona, though.
The issue is I always grew up liking Messi and appreciating Messi. I got to be honest, brother. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't like Barcelona. I don't. Never did.
Barcelona and Messi, I mean, that's synonymous.
It is, but
You got to, man. You got to get used to it. You should come over to the dark side.
No chance, brother. No chance. I watched Barcelona beat United too many times in Champions League football, brother. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Fair.
Can't stand it. One of the Champions League, all-time moments is Messi's header against United.
Yeah.
Ronaldo's final year until he went to Madrid. God, that broke my heart.
I bought cleats just off of that header.
Yeah.
Those light
blue
cleats.
Well, he took the shoe off.
I bought the cleats just because of that moment.
It's Messi's most iconic celly, I think, ever. 888-760-3776. We got a cup final coming up on Sunday. This is Extra Time. Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez, third place game coming up on Saturday. And we got the club season already kicking back off on the MLS side of things. We got club football well underway on the friendly side coming up later on this weekend. My beloved Manchester United Red Devils back in action against Wrexham. Our Inter-Miami Herons going to be in action coming up on Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the 22nd. Now, Damian, Barcelona, Liverpool, who do you lean more towards? Because I got to be honest, I like Madrid and I like United, but United over everything, you know what I mean? Like if they played
each other, you go United, right?
No problem.
In my
United.
Case, if Barca played Liverpool, I would go Barca.
Oh, man. Can we switch you to United? Why are you Liverpool? That makes me so upset.
I feel like I identify with Liverpool more. I just love Anfield. I love that you'll never walk alone. Luis Suarez is a club legend there.
Dude, he's a club legend for Barcelona.
You guys had Forlan and you pushed him out. I don't know how I feel about that. You trash Ugarte every opportunity you get.
Dude,
I told you guys were getting Maxi Araujo, and first thing you said, I don't want another
year. I don't, Dame. Yeah. I got to be honest.
So I can't go over to United. I mean, you're already disrespecting us.
Do you blame? Listen, Forlan, I agree. Listen.
Forlan was great. That was a flop on United.
What do you want me to do, bro? What do you want? Listen, Fergie knows best, bro.
He went on to be great.
For the national team, he went on to be great.
For Villarreal and for Atletico Madrid, he was the only player in the Ronaldo-Messi era to win a golden boot for Atletico Madrid, and he did it twice. Yeah. Only player in the world, in history, to have won a golden boot in La Liga while Ronaldo and Messi were there. That's nuts, especially considering the years that Ronaldo and Messi had.
United had Rooney still, Chicharito, my Mexican goat. By the way, Chicharito, the one Mexican player that I will call goat. That guy was amazing. Dude, the amount of magic Chicharito would have for Ferguson off of the bench, I've never seen anything like it. And then don't forget we had Van Persie in the mix after that too.
Chicharito was the classic, I would say one of the best poachers we've seen. Play in the Premier League.
I love him.
He wasn't a player that you gave the ball to his feet. He would take on a dribble, beat a guy, and score. He was the guy that was at the right place, right time, every single time. And that's a skill in itself.
My mother sends me things on Facebook. Damien, brother, I haven't been on Facebook. I haven't been on Facebook, and I couldn't tell you. She sent me something about the weather, though, which makes me worried. Once again, if you're just joining us, this is Extra Time, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez. The MLS back in action coming up tonight. The big matchup was going to be Robert Lewandowski making his debut for the Chicago Fire. That's not happening because of the air quality in Chicago. There are a ton of wildfires in the Providence, I think Providence. I think that's what they call them in Canada, not yep. States. But Ontario apparently is on fire right now. And listen, my heart's out to everyone being affected by those fires. But sadly, that smoke, folks, 500 on the air quality in Cleveland and about 300 on the air quality in Chicago. All sports, a lot of sports in the Midwest had to be canceled. So Robert Lewandowski,
Mike, I got a trivia question that's going to blow your mind.
All right, let's hear it.
Which is the club with the most players left in the World Cup? Final. Not third place, just only final.
All right, club with the most players left in the final. All right, so if we go on the Argentina side, if I could go and so Inter Miami's got two with DePaul and Messi. Spain, Yamal, Barcelona.
It's the third year in a row that this club leads in this statistic.
Called Barcelona, Madrid, one of the two. I'm going to go Barcelona.
Close, but nope. Atletico Madrid.
Really?
With nine.
Are you kidding
me? For the third year in a row, they are the club with the most players in the final, which is unreal.
Who was the winger, the left winger for Argentina? He plays for Atletico.
Almada. Thiago Almada.
Yeah.
Julian
He's
Alvarez, Nahual Molina, Juliano Simeone.
All right, Alvarez is going to get a move.
Marcos Llorente for Spain, Mark Pubel for Spain, Alex Baena for Spain. It's the third year in a row that Atletico Madrid has the most players in a World Cup final. And I can't remember the last time Atletico Madrid has won anything. This is, honestly, it's damning on Simeone.
And keep in mind, DePaul used to play for Atletico before he came to Inter Miami. Folks, before we hit a timeout, we have a tournament going on right now across the pond. I'll tell you what, I love my Englishmen. I love our proper allies in England. Geared up together in World War I, World War II. We got each other's backs. I appreciate the lads. My heart's out to the likes of Jamie O'Hara, Jason Cundy, Simon Jordan, all my guys at Talk Sport. God, were they pissed today. God, were they upset all
they
week.
They should be.
About that debauchery that happened with England.
And about how much crap they talked before the game.
By the way, we'll get into that because...
Yeah, finish your read.
I got... Damian, I got Rory, the guy for Talk Sport. I was in his DMs last night. We'll talk about that in a second. But, folks, your leaderboard update at the Open Championship is brought to you by the Breakers Palm Beach and Kaiser University. All right, the British Open, folks, a.k.a. the Open Championship. Jackson Suber, the American, in the lead at 5-under. Daniel Brown, Sungjae Im at 4. Thomas Dietrich, McKintry, Molinari. Smalley, DeChambeau at 3-under. Cam Young, 3-under. How about Henrik Stenson dipping into the fountain of youth at 2-under? Colin Morikawa sitting at 2-under as well. Scotty Scheffler, after missing the cut in the most recent PGA event, he is sitting at 2-under. John Rahm at 1. Tyrell Hatton at 1. Ben Griffin at 1-under. And a plethora of others positioning themselves. That was your leaderboard update presented by the Breakers Palm Beach and Kaiser University. I DM'd Rory, by the way, from Talk Sport. He hasn't answered me, but I told him I want him to come on Extra Time, and he needs to explain himself when he says Messi wouldn't make the England 11. Damian, I didn't see that until you sent it.
They asked him right now for this game, standalone game. We're not looking at careers. We're just looking at this next game coming up. Would you swap out Kane for Leo Messi? And he said no.
To be fair, they do not play the same position.
They're both number 10s. I mean, you got Bellingham,
Messi,
which is
but
also
to be
there,
fair, but Messi's technically a right winger.
Yeah.
And he would start at right wing. I mean, come on, guys.
Especially in that game.
The disrespect. Nonetheless.
You figure it out. If you can swap out Kane for Messi, you figure out positioning.
Damian, nonetheless, I just, why the disrespect? Why do that and put your, and then I hear that Rory from Talk Sport, broadcaster in England, when they went up 1-0, he bought a plane ticket.
I saw that as
and
well.
And now he cannot.
He was trying to return it.
And he can't. We'll talk more about that coming up next. This is Extra Time on ESPN 106.3.
Welcome back to Extra Time with Mike Rizzo. Brought to you by Yingling, Tri-Rail, and Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Folks, Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath have been serving injured people and their families in South Florida for over 40 years. Visit foryourrights.com. If you know somebody or you yourself have been injured, call Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Go online to foryourrights.com. For over 40 years, they have been helping everybody down here. Now, there's no injury report today. I'll give you one better. I've been doing an injured heart, and the injured heart goes out to all of the English fans. Before we went to timeout, Damian and I were talking about the English broadcasters who maybe were counting their chickens a little bit too much before they hatched, specifically Rory from Talk Sport. Damian bought a plane ticket when England went up 1-0, said Lionel Messi doesn't get in the English 11. I went into his DMs trying to get him on
the
program.
Is it Maloik?
Me? Yeah, the Maloik.
That was the Maloik.
Yeah,
right
it's the Maloik. You know, you got the Maloik. You got the bad luck, the bad juju. You know, that's a Sicilian term. You know, you put the Maloik on him. Got it. He put the Maloik on it. And what sucks for an England fan and why my heart's out there, Damien, it's every single tournament they're up and then they go down and then they, like, they're up 1-0 and then they lose.
That's why I was saying yesterday, it's almost in their DNA.
I just like Taylor Twellman, by the way, friend of show Taylor Twellman, proper American football broadcaster. You could hear him on Apple TV. Him and our guy, Jay, another friend of show, Jake Zivin. They're the main broadcasting crew on Apple TV. We love our guys. But Taylor, I want to pull up his tweet from yesterday because he puts it in perspective for England. England's results over the last 8 years, Damian. In 2018, they went to a semifinal at the World Cup. In 2020, they went to the finals in the Euros and lost to Italy. God, what the hell happened? So the Azzurri... Anyway. 2022, a quarterfinal. You know, all right. Yeah.
Of Euros?
No, of the World Cup.
Yeah, they lost round to Colombia, right?
Round of eight.
Who'd they lose to in that?
They lost Colombia. In penalties. Saka missed the penalty.
To Colombia.
Croatia.
No, that's
right?
Croatia. They beat Colombia in penalties. Yeah. And then
Saka sailed the penalty against Croatia. Damian, right. 2024 European final. Okay, Euros, they went to the final. They lost to Spain. 2026, this year, they went to a semifinal, a cup final, a quarterfinal, a cup final, a semifinal. Listen, I understand different strokes for different folks. Miserable is the wrong word, but as a frustrated and optimistic United States men's national team fan, sign me up for that. Are you kidding me? I mean, sign me up for that.
It almost
like
happened.
I disagree. Like, Dame, I understand what you meant when you said it's in their DNA to fold like a lawn chair in spots like that. They're right there, brother. They are right there. Right there. The one thing I will agree with you that we did argue to a bit yesterday, I did some research on it. Dude, there are no young strikers in England right now.
Right, but the problem...
Dame, there are... Like, when I say there are no... Like, Delap. Yeah. Liam Delap for Chelsea is the best name I got for you, brother. And guess who we have? Flo Balogun.
What's his name?
We have Balogun.
No.
But what I'm saying
Mings?
Is...
No, he's a center back.
No, Mings is a center back for Villa.
Plays on that same
Tyrone
team.
Mings. Plays for Villa?
No.
Watkins.
English striker.
Watkins?
Watkins.
Ollie Watkins.
Ollie Watkins.
Wasn't he on this roster? Didn't
I think
sniff
he got
the
hurt.
Field.
Or was he there and didn't play
he
at all?
He sniffed the field, Dame. Yeah. Guy didn't sniff the field.
I mean, who are you going to bench for him? You're not pulling Kane unless he's hurt. You're not pulling Bellingham.
I agree. But I think it's a little grim at that position for them. They don't have a left winger. I love Rashi. I love Marcus Rashford, but
I thought he should have got more minutes.
Oh, I do too. Don't even get me started on that.
I'll take it back to Barcelona. I don't think he's appreciated enough.
They like Gordon. England liked Gordon, and so did Barcelona. How funny is that? So
he scored in the semifinal, though.
I mean, yeah, dude, it's hard for me to argue today for Rashford. You know, I defend Rashford.
Good finish,
like,
too.
I defend Rashford like he's my little brother.
No, I like Rashford.
I like Rashford a lot.
And I'll go as far as saying I like Rashford more than Gordon. If I was in Barcelona's shoes picking a player, I probably would have picked Rashford. He's cheaper. He's still very dynamic. He's young enough. So, I mean,
paid $80 million.
$80 million.
Unbelievable.
I don't know.
For Anthony Gordon, maybe?
I mean, but he had a good enough World Cup where I feel like his value went up. But again, I don't think a lot of people were bidding $80 million for him. It was pretty much Barcelona throwing the $80 million at them and Newcastle just taking it.
Yeah. That was shocking to me.
Came out of nowhere, too.
But you feel for the English fan today. They brought in Thomas Tuchel. They brought in Tuchel, too.
How about Morgan Rodgers?
He had a good assist. Good back stick assist.
Would you say he's a striker, though?
No.
More of a winger.
No. He's not clinical enough in front of net. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Kane, like, think of it this way. Is Kane, and my ignorance is showing a bit from 1970s and 80s football, Damian. Dude, Kane is like the best striker for that team in about 30, 40 years. And listen, I love Waza. I love Rooney. I love Rooney. He's one of my Manchester United goats. I'll go to war for Wayne Rooney, all right? I really would. But as far as wearing the jersey, Damian, Kane has been a better striker than Waza for the national team. Didn't he just break the goal-scoring record for England this tournament?
Yes.
So, like, I think it's just a bit different with Kane on the club side.
This list is rough.
For England at striker? Yeah. Dude, Kane is the best striker.
Jimmy Greaves, Gary Lineker, Alan Shearer.
All right, Shearer, keep in mind, Shearer was an
Premier League's top scorer, yeah.
Unbelievable for Newcastle. Signed a huge deal with Newcastle.
Geoff Hurst, Michael Owen. Michael Owen, he won a Ballon d'Or.
What'd you say? Geoff? Jeff?
Jeff. Well, it's Jeff. It's
G-E-O-F.
Jeff Hurst. Okay. Nat Lofthouse, Roger Hunt, Teddy Sheringham. So I mean, it's a grim list, I will say.
And Waza, like I from my understanding, I think Rooney was shocking with the national team. I'm pretty positive on that.
Check out these names. Honorable mention: Peter Crouch, Emilian.
Dude, hang on, Crouch. Crouch was quality.
You remember Heskey?
I do. I remember the both of them, but Peter Crouch specifically, bro. He's like 6'9". Yeah. I remember him when he played for Liverpool.
And he was scoring bikes.
Didn't he play for Liverpool?
Yeah, he did.
Am I even imagining this? It was when Fergie was still at United. And I remember being a kid and screaming at my father, who in the hell is the giant? I'd be cussing at them. My dad would be ready to friggin' smack me.
Former Tottenham, former Aston Villa, former Southampton, former Liverpool, Stoke City and Burnley.
I remember him at Liverpool vividly. Vividly. Yeah, I mean, dude, Kane's the best on that, without a doubt, Harry Kane on that list, bro. So they're losing him. I mean, what, you're going to trot Pickford out there too? Like, how old's Pickford going to be? There are questions with the roster. I think there are questions with that roster.
I will
roster.
Say, as much as they do have a lot of questions with that roster, I feel like Jude Bellingham is a player that when you do lose Kane, I mean, it's next up Jude Bellingham. And you can even make the argument that Jude Bellingham was arguably the best player on this team this year. So while they do have a lot of question marks, it's still a luxury to have a world-class player like you do in Jude Bellingham.
I want to make sure I get this right. Damien, J.J. Gabriel, all right? He's England's...
The youngin'.
It's Manchester United's wonder kid.
He's 15 years old, right?
15. He'll be there. I honest to God, I think he'll be there. Now, this is me wishing for the stars that he's going to be ready for, you know, Premier League action and be ready to play. But he is on track to represent the senior team in the future.
October's very own.
Yeah. OVO?
Yeah.
What is
born in 2010.
Well, but when's his birthday? Got 2010. I was a freshman in high school. Fair play.
Find that out.
Yeah. But if he was born in October, Dame, I got to know if he's a Scorpio, and I know these horoscope signs because of ex-girlfriends have turned into a maniac with it. If he's a Scorpio, you got to let me know. October 30th is my birthday, Damien. Tell me it's October 30th.
It is October 6th. So he's a Libra.
Yeah, he's a Libra.
Like me.
You're a Libra, Dame. October 10th. That's why we get along, brother.
I don't know much about signs,
you're
but
an
I know
air
I'm a
sign.
Libra.
You're an air sign.
I'm an airbender.
Yeah, you are. Apparently, I'm a waterbender and a... Who knows?
Aren't Scorpios supposed to be like wild cards?
We're the worst, apparently. Us and Geminis are considered the worst. How did we get into horoscopes? Got to take a timeout. Final segment coming up next on ESPN 106.3.
Welcome back to Extra Time with Mike Rizzo. Brought to you by Yingling, Tri-Rail, and Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
Final segments of Extra Time, 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. We have MLS action tonight. The game of the night, though, that will not be happening is the Chicago Fire and Vancouver. Robert Lewandowski, legendary striker for Bayern Munich, Barcelona, the Poland national team, was supposed to make his debut tonight in the MLS. That is not happening because of the poor air quality in the Midwest due to the Ontario wildfires. But with that said, folks, a little on the brighter side, we do have a cup final coming up on Sunday in New York. We have the third place game coming up on Saturday. Let's get into our Tri-Rail moment of the day.
The world is coming to South Florida for the biggest month in international soccer, and Tri-Rail is your ticket to the action. Let's go on Tri-Rail. Plan your ride at TriRailWorldCup.com.
TriRailWorldCup.com, folks. If you want to get on down to that third place game, do it in style with Tri-Rail. Certainly one of the most affordable ways you could do it. Weekend rates are $5, so hit us up, our good friends up with Tri-Rail. Damian, moment of the day. I'm going to keep it local, and I'm going to go actually on the basketball side. Obviously, not a lot of soccer action yet. We don't have MLS action kicking off quite yet for about another hour or so. And with that said, I'm going to go with our station being on site in Miami for Giannis Antetokounmpo's opening press conference.
Good time in Miami.
Our good buddy Kate Chumsen was on site recording all the footage. Theo Dorsey had a show there on site as well. We carried the entire press conference. Folks, it's very exciting times here in South Florida. Very exciting times. You got the Miami Hurricanes, who quite frankly, you know, this is coming from an Ohio State man.
States, no one cares.
You know, Miami might be the best team in the country. You got Lionel Messi playing football at New Stadium. You got the Marlins on a heater right now in the MLB.
Are they going to make the playoffs, Mike?
Can I give you a TBD? There are a lot of teams on the outside looking in that NL playoff race who I think might be able to overtake them. But listen, if the Marlins continue to pitch the way they have been, I think they will. Like, the young hitters, I always thought the Marlins were going to hit this year with Lopez, with Edwards, with Stowers, even, you know, Owen Cassie. I think it's Cassie. By the way, Cassie covered him in Illinois when he played for the Chicago Cubbies. Regardless, Dame, I always knew they were going to hit this year. The questions were pitching. And they have a setup man in the bullpen. They have multiple guys they could go to for closer, including Pete Fairbanks. And their starting pitching is what has surprised, I think, the entire league so far. So I'm going to give you a TBD, but if they continue to pitch well, I say yes. But we heard from Pat Riley. We heard from Eric Spoelstra. And we heard from Giannis today. Now, Damian, I think the Miami Heat, as it stands, they're the third best team in the Eastern Conference. You got to give respect to the New York Knicks. They won the championship. They're going to bring back a lot of that same core that won the Larry O'Brien Trophy. And the number two team I'm going to go with right now, and it pains me to say this, listen, the city of Philadelphia is great. I actually do like the Eagles and the Sixers. I think they're fine sports teams. I just hate the fans. And that's with all due respect. I cannot stand Philly fan. But the team's really good. Jaylen Brown going over to the Sixers too. How the hell did Boston trade him within a division?
For nothing.
In a division too, Damian. Yeah. For a bag of, you know, put some respect on Paul George. But, you know, for old Paul George.
It's not a long-term option, though. They're probably getting rid of Paul George next
year. They got picks. But, like, are those picks going to be anything? Like, that team's probably going to win. They're going to be winning for a long time. Especially with a young Jaylen Brown.
And now I feel like I can even make the argument that picks have lost a lot of value with the new lottery. The new lottery structure, I guess.
But like Damian, I'm not putting the Cavs ahead of them. I'm not putting the Pistons ahead of the Heat.
What about Toronto?
No, dude, didn't the Kawhi Leonard deal blow up because of the investigation? I don't even think that's gone through yet.
It hasn't gone through, but I don't think there's been any development unless I missed them.
I'd still take the Miami Heat over Toronto.
I would too.
Scotty Barnes is a good player. They're damn near great, all star.
And I don't want to be a homer, but I would take the Miami Heat over Philly.
Really? I'm not there yet. Philly's deeper. They have more than the starting five. The Miami Heat starting five of Davion Mitchell, Andrew Wiggins.
You can't take Joel Embiid into consideration, though.
Yeah, he gets injured a lot. It's a good shout.
Not only in the regular season, he was injured in the playoffs last year.
The five of Mitchell, Davion Mitchell, Tim Hardaway, Andrew Wiggins, Giannis, and Bam. Dude,
I mean, defensively, is there a better starting five in the league? Oh,
and you imagine they add LeBron James? Listen, this is coming from a Cleveland man. If LeBron wants to win a title, makes the most sense to go to Miami.
100%.
If he is chasing a title, and he needs to go to Miami.
If you're LeBron James and you don't want to play defense, come to Miami.
And selfishly, LeBron, come to Miami because I'm going to go to every game and get a Heat jersey.
On Philly, you still got to play defense. If he's even considering Philly. On Cleveland, you still got to play defense. On Miami, you're good.
Now, we won't know for another month, Damian, but where do you think LeBron goes?
Miami.
Folks, you hear that music? That means it's time for us to go. Sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. It's been Extra Time. Mike Rizzo and Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.